Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Good day to you beautiful people. Thanks for coming back again today to this episode of the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. Lesser values than love devolve. Slide down into the pit of BS. Manipulation. Bait and switch. We are being invited in this one and only life to live an authentic life, to be truly vulnerable, to be truly ourselves in the face of all contrary values, to love others with honesty, with integrity, to see to it that our vision and our view of life is love, and to catapult just completely throw as far away from us any value that seems to tempt us toward manipulation or controlling others or getting people to do something for us that doesn't have the root of love. And in fact, when you have the root of love working in your life, you're not trying to get people to do anything. You're simply being a person of love and letting others be who they are. And then if they do something for you, it's out of the response they have found in your life that they so appreciate the love that comes from you. So that's me. That's who I've been here week in and week out on the No BS Bishop Alive to Love. I'm completely convinced, 100% convinced, you've come too late to argue me away from and out of any notions that there's a better value to live by than by love. Love is it. We go for love, and then everything else just gets pulled into that airstream, into that drag, that air drag. Love is the big semi in front of us. If you can bring your little bitty compact car behind that semi and let the air drag of that semi of love pull you, you're going to be in great shape. So here we go today. My purpose today is to, I want to unpack a quote that I've been working with for 3 or 4 years now. I first shared this in a youth camp that I spoke at and used this quote every night for 5 nights with the teenagers and students that were there. And it really became a mantra for them and for me as well. It's a quote from an author and an artist by the name of Rico Dashim. He said this. Now, this is a mouthful, and you have to let it slide into your ear and kind of rest a spell for a moment or two to really get the gain of what it's saying. Live to learn to love. Learn to love to live. Love to live to learn so that you may live the life you yearn. There's such a lilt and a poetic value to that. I enjoy how it sounds. Here it is again. Live to learn to love. Learn to love to live. Love to live to learn so that you may live the life you yearn. Today's No BS Bishop is all about that. Let's go through that line by line. Live to learn to love. Full stop for one moment. Live to learn to love. It is my personal conviction. It is my understanding of love that it is a lifetime pursuit. In fact, it's an eternal pursuit. No one understands everything about love at any given station in their life. What you know about love as a child is compacted into a child's experience. What you learn about love as a teenager is compacted into that experience. As a young adult, as a middle-aged adult, as a senior citizen, every stage in life will compact your need for and your learning to live love in a whole different posture. Love is not one static truth or definition that you can just hang on to your whole life. I would agree that there are certain stationary, like climbing a ladder, stationary places to put your feet as you climb love. But love is an ever-expanding, ever-elevating experience. It's an ever-growing knowledge. Live to learn to love. It is my own personal commitment that I'm not an expert on love. I wish I had a diploma on my office wall or a plaque I could carry around or a card that I could show people and say, hey, look at me. I'm a fully licensed expert in love. I am not. Anybody that would like to pretend and tell you that they're an expert in love is really just BSing you. So I have no desire to live in that level of BS. I am not an expert in love, but here's what I am, and here's what I am determined to stay on course for. I am a pilgrim on the journey of love. I am a pilgrim exploring love. And as Rico Dashim says, I'm living to learn to love. Every phase, every stage in life presents an entirely new opportunity to live, to learn, to love. Living to learn to love looks like as a young adult when you discover the challenge to be a parent. And then you discover that what you thought was love for a child changes when the experience of a child in your arms becomes your reality. And then as that child grows, your loving reality has to grow with that child. You cannot love any child as an infant the same way, you cannot love any child as a teenager the same way you do as an infant. That love will have to grow. And what you'll have to do is you'll have to live to learn to love. Now, that's a sample, but all through life, I'm learning in my late 60s that there are new avenues of loving that I didn't know in my midlife. I didn't know even in my 50s that living to learn to love was going to ever be challenged with new people, new seasons, new jobs, new occupations, new projects. Learning to live to love is a lifetime journey. And every new day, every new project, every new relationship, every new project in your life will challenge you to live, to learn, to love. Second of all, Enrico Dashim's quote is, learn to love to live. Learn to love to live. Now, when you just take that by itself, learn to love to live. I'm, again, convinced that we have assumed that all of us know what we need to know about love just naturally. Love is in you naturally, yes, but you will need to grow and study and pursue love going through life if you want to take that natural gift of love and make it everything it is to be. To learn to love is a lifetime pursuit, to learn to love. When people react or respond as an enemy in your life, when people give you nothing but opposition in your life, when people are, as there are folks everywhere in all of our lives, there is somebody who it just seems like they woke up in the morning determined to be an obstacle in your path. It seems like they just woke up in the morning with you at the top of their list of who can I aggravate today, and you are the winner. So that right there, that challenge, That opposition, the oppositional force, is where now you have this, and I have this glorious chance to stop, to breathe, as we do every No BS Bishop. We'll conclude again that way. Breathe deep and learn to love. And you learn to love in order to live. Loving is living. Loving is living. When I'm convinced that my living is scant and scarce, when my living seems to be losing, I'm challenging you to join me in the embrace of knowing that when life gets scarce and parched and like you're wandering a desert, when life goes that way, challenge yourself to be reminded that learning to love will give you life. Learning to love will give you life. Nobody said it was easy, but I am saying it's worth it. It's not easy, but it is worth it. Learn to love, and you will learn to live. The next phrase in this statement from Rico Dashim is love to live, to learn. Love to live, to learn. Learning, you know, that educational pursuit. Education and learning to love to live. Yeah, to learn is that opportunity to keep your mind active. I think experts are discovering that part of what happens to us as we age is there are assumptions are made. We assume that what we have always known is what we will only need for going forward in life, or what we've always known is all we'll ever need on our way toward the exit from life. I am discovering that is not satisfying. That as I age, I want my mind, like any muscle of my body, I want my mind exercised. I want my mind to be challenged. I want my mind to grow. I want to, as Rico Dashim says, learn to live to learn. Love to live to learn. Learn something new, baby. It ain't going to kill you. It ain't going to hurt you to learn something new, to discover a new idea, to discover a new thought, to read a book that's outside of your normal scope of reference, or to listen to a podcast, or in this case, listen to a radio broadcast that would love to become a podcast, by the way. Listen to somebody who challenges you outside of your normal parameters. Listen to some information that isn't the ordinary path that your mind follows. Some years ago, I discovered a podcast and a radio show called the Moth Story Hour, and I instantly fell in love. The Moth Story Hour is about people getting about 5 to 10 minutes to tell a story of their life that is poignant and poetic and beautiful, or just simple but profoundly it's profoundly relative to every human experience, it seems. So I started listening to the Moth Radio Hour and discovered so many individual stories from individual experiences from all over the world, where people simply told their personal story. And out of their personal story flowered this information for my mind. I felt like a kid in a candy store listening to all of these different ideas, these different, well, some weird experiences, and some so common experiences that you couldn't even pull away from it, because you felt like, oh, this is my experience too. It's so common. And yet it was so full of color and life. So when I discovered the Moth Radio Hour, I discovered that telling your story, learning to tell your story, not in an overbearing way, or in a long way. You know, remember, attention span, you have one and others do too. Tell your story succinctly. Tell your story in a short form. And if people want to know more, let them ask. Don't, you know, when you see that faraway look in people's eyes and you're telling your story for the 10,000th time and they've heard it, but you're droning on again for another half an hour, yeah, it's time to learn to tell your story in a shorter version. Love to live to learn. Love to live to learn. And learning happens when all of those little brain synapses that are going, those little firing cylinders in your mind, are seeing something they've never seen before, hearing something they've never heard before, wrapping itself around a whole new idea, and then loving to live to learn. I have a very distinct memory. This is how I live. I have a very distinct memory as an elementary school kid. It must have been first or second grade. Must have been in that neighborhood when I saw the alphabet on the wall. You know, if you have that had that experience, the alphabet was on the upper wall of the classroom. You know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, in these little cardboard squares all around the room. I remember looking at the alphabet, having no idea. I had no idea. Maybe I was five. Looking at those shapes, I had no idea what they were. But my little brain said, ooh, that looks interesting. I wonder what we can do with all of those shapes up there. Little did I know that those letters would become, you know, really for me, it's become a lifetime exercise. I've written a book. I've had a book published. And writing a book is taking all of those letters, you know, just the alphabet, and taking those letters into different words, into different forms, even to different rhyme and meter, like in poetry or prose, taking all those alphabetical figures and making something out of it that nobody else has made. That became, for me, as I said, vivid memory seeing those alphabet letters on the wall. It became for me a firing moment. You know, that's my spark plug fired and my cylinder exploded. Love to live to learn. So, and the rest of the quote is this: love to live to learn so that you may live the life you yearn. Every one of you listening to me has a life you yearn for. We're every one of us yearning for another beauty, another sunrise. We're every one of us looking for that next something that gives us that idea that I was born for this. Now, it can be just as simple, as I said a moment ago, as simple as a sunrise. And when you see it and you discover so beautifully, oh, I love seeing that sunrise or the sunset. There's so many elements of life that are calling for our attention, to pay attention. Do you know attention is expensive? That's why you have to pay for it. Pay attention. Living the life you yearn is about paying attention to your yearnings. My wife and I often have a conversation in the nice weather when we can sit on our deck outside. We love to banter with each other about, what do you dream for? What are you hoping for? Are you happy today? Giving each other the opportunity to express our yearnings. What do you yearn for now? I have discovered there are basic yearnings. There are simple yearnings as a human being. All of us have them. And we all have, I'm just going to say it the way I think it. You have a right to yearn for those things that are legitimate and don't cost others without their permission. We are, each one of us, yearning for something in life that is of value to us. And if it's not at somebody else's expense without their permission, then we certainly have that right to yearn for another beauty, another day, another song, another dance, another artistic expression, another surprise in the sky, another something that causes our heart to light up like a beautiful little bonfire inside your chest. Loving the life that you live is about learning what you yearn. Learn what you yearn. Make a list of what you yearn. You know, there are a few things in my life that I yearn for that I guarantee you nobody else yearns for them quite like I yearn for them. And yet there are some things that I yearn for that are absolutely commonplace to every human being. Every human being has a yearning for, let's say again, seeing the sunrise or seeing the sunset. We all have a yearning for the simplicity of a relationship of love with a partner or with our children, or if you're a child, with your parent. We all have that yearning. And in that yearning, we are being called to pay attention. So here's the full quote from Rico Dashim: live to learn to love. Learn to love to live. Love to live to learn, so that you may live the life you yearn. And I'm closing this with asking you, what do you yearn for? What do you legitimately yearn for that isn't going to cost somebody else without their permission, but simply you yearn to grow towards something. You yearn to experience something. You yearn to see something. You yearn to experience. What is it you yearn for that isn't at others' expense and it isn't at without their permission? Your yearnings are valuable to God. Your yearnings are at the mix of your love. When you love, there are yearnings in your love. What do you yearn for? How can you get there in simplicity and without torturing yourself? I want to say that too. Don't put a yearning out there that is so expansive and so out of reach that it just tortures you without any full expression or ability to work toward it. But to have a yearning for something is so, so important. I mentioned earlier that I've written a book, had it published by a major publisher, and I've just done that once. But you know, there are other books inside of me, and I yearn to write more books. Now, how does that happen? Well, for a writer, you write something every day, even if it's bad. You don't have to write a new book every day, but you do need to exercise what you're yearning for. So every day I try to write something. I mean, even if it's just the simple formula of something or a simple expression or some things that I write for this broadcast. Every day I am determined to learn what I yearn and to exercise toward that thing that I yearn for. And I yearn to write. I yearn for that because it's a pleasure. It's a part of my gifting. It's a part of who I am. It's how I've always just seemed to tick in life. So that's me, but what are your yearnings? And how do you reach for your yearnings in some small way every day? Well, here again is Riko Dashim's quote, "Live to learn to love. Learn to love to live. Love to live, to learn, so that you may live the life you yearn." I close every No BS Bishop with two exercises, and it really does couple to Riko Dashim's quote here. And that is, when we live the life we love, when we are loving the life we are living, then we have to do some small things, some basic things every day, and we need to do them well. Doing them well means we practice them. And sometimes we practice them without any real serious exercise toward, you know, if I'm running in a race, I can practice that race for days and weeks coming up to it. But when I run the race, the actual race, well, that's a different kind of run. But I can't just run a race instantly. I have to practice toward it. So every day, practice something that leads you toward a better day or a better project later. You know, and here again, I say this almost every week, one of the most essential practices of every human being is breathing. Now, you may say, well, of course I'm breathing. It's automatic. And you're right. But love is automatic too, but you've got to practice love. Breathing needs to be practiced in a way that you do it well, that you can settle yourself. In any given moment, in any given day, settle in, set down, set up straight. Give your lungs and your diaphragm the opportunity to be fully engaged in the practice of breathing well. Medicine teaches us that if you breathe well, and the way I'm about to show you in this simple exercise, you can lower your blood pressure. If you do it with a practice every day. And what that is to breathe in really deep, hold that air into the bottom of your lungs. I always call it put that air all the way to the bottom of the basement of your lungs. Hold it in there. Hold it tight. Push your diaphragm down and then exhale. And do that 3 to 5 minutes every day. For me, it's like a Sabbath. I practice it as a calming thing, even if I'm not overly stressed. And especially when I'm stressed, I have to breathe. In fact, my wife and I have a practice with each other. When things are getting a little stressful, we look at each other and smile and we say, breathe. So on the count of three, I want you to breathe deep, hold it down to the bottom of your lungs, and then exhale. 1, 2, 3. Breathe in. Hold it in there. Nice and deep. And exhale. See, I can tell you that for myself, that felt good all by that just one moment. And I'm saying every day, about 3 to 5 minutes, you should do that. It's good for your mind, good for your body. The second exercise, and I do get a lot of responses to this. The second exercise is to gain somebody's attention, as it is important for them and it is for you. Look them square in the eye. slow down those three magical words, I love you, slow them down, and look somebody in the eye. It'll feel awkward. It'll feel clumsy. It gets better with time, but you have to practice this too. Slow it down, look somebody in the eye, and say, I love you. Give full intentionality to each word and give intentionality to your glance, making eye contact. You ready? I want you to just pretend that somebody's in front of you right now. Practice this. Look them right in the eye and say, I love you. Now, if there's somebody nearby, if there's somebody close to you, just tap them on the shoulder and say, hey, can I tell you something? And again, slow down and say, I love you. It's mind-blowing. It really is. It's kind of earth-shattering, but it's so worth it. It's a great practice. And in the long run of it all, it is doing something beautiful in a world gone ugly, in a world running amok and ugly. We need so many of us to be committed to doing something beautiful. And as I close every No BS Bishop, I say these words. Go out there and do something beautiful today, because, oh, baby, ugly has been done to death. Thanks for being here again today. I'm Randy Dean, the No BS Bishop, alive to love.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.